From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. As expected, President Trump announced Wednesday that the U.S. is officially recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital and beginning the process of moving the embassy from Tel Aviv.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement.
The Middle East is on edge following the announcement from the president. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israelis on the streets of Jerusalem say U.S. recognition is long overdue.
But I'm very, very happy. I think it's about time. But I think this is the first time a president of America is keeping to his promises.
Jerusalem is a traditional flashpoint of violence, and Israeli security forces are on high alert. As one Palestinian official put it, when you look at a place that is on the verge of an explosion, you do not introduce a flame. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The international community reacted swiftly to the announcement. A move that would reignite Israeli-Palestinian violence, in the opinion of some. Egypt, the first Arab nation to sign a peace treaty with Israel, has denounced the president's decision. A foreign ministry statement said the decision is a violation of international resolutions on the city's status. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says there are about